Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
Well, it's an important fixture for us. I think that we had a couple of great games against Manchester City last season, and of course they are the champions. So I don't think it will define everything. I think that it's over the course of the 38 games. You know, we done reasonably well in the big games last season, but it's over the course of the 38. So, and that's something that I'll always look at. We've gone there in the last two seasons since I've been there. We've performed very well. And that will be the same idea going into this game, to perform. Look, it's early season and we started with a great win, but to go and perform and hopefully get the result is what the aim will be.
Perhaps an early indication if these two are to be title rivals once again. The Etihad stages last season's champions against runners-up. 2 points separating these sides in May, and Brendan Rodgers believes that another title challenge is now on the cards for Liverpool. Well, the Reds' summer strengthening has been mightily impressive and continue today with the signature of Mario Balotelli. 16 million from AC Milan. His and Sturridge's goals will be pivotal to a successful season. The Reds have spent £117 million in pursuit of greatness. City have written cheques to the tune of £53 million, but have secured long-term contracts for their best players. Well, the rain is falling very steadily now right across the Etihad Stadium. It's a full house, of course, and incredible expectation for these two sides. No Balotelli, he's in the stands tonight. But there is a league debut for Liverpool for Alberto Moreno, who comes in at left back. And two changes from the win over Southampton. Moreno for Manquillo, and Joe Allen replaces Lucas, who isn't involved at all. Perhaps rumours of a switch to Napoli are strong. Simon Mignolet in goal, Glenn Johnson at right back, Martin Skrtel and Dejan Lovren the centre-halves, Moreno on the left side of the defence, the midfield with Steven Gerrard the deepest, Joe Allen and Jordan Henderson in front of him, and then the forward three, Coutinho, Raheem Sterling and Daniel Sturridge. One change from Manchester City after their day one win over Newcastle, that's Pablo Zabaleta in for Kolarov. It's Hart in goal, Clichy, Company, Di Michaelis and Zabaleta the back four. The midfield of Toure, the deepest line, Fernando and Nasri. And then it's Silva and Jovetic with Dzeko up front. Neil Mellor's alongside me. Neil, fabulous occasion ahead and perhaps a real indicator of how the season might go for the two sides.
Well, it's a big test. Certainly it's a big test. It comes so early on in the season. Both sides getting off to a good start with the 3 points. Both won't want to lose any ground on each other. I certainly do feel as though the top four will probably be the same four come the end of the season. Hope for a better outcome this time after a great performance last time, but didn't come away with anything.
Manchester City kicking off in the sky blue shirts and shorts. Liverpool in all red. City shooting from left to right as we look at the game. A long ball drifts its way in towards Simon Mignolet's penalty area. Outside on the far left edge of the area, Mignolet stops it. And Liverpool's number 22, the goalkeeper, passes it out. No one, incidentally, has got the number 7 shirt for Liverpool this season, which is an unusual situation.
The game.
Clichy puts the ball into Jovetic. He leaves it, ends up with Dzeko, takes the early shot. Never once was Simon Mignolet over trouble with that, but Dzeko didn't really catch the ball cleanly. But in terms of City, that was a delightful little dummy which saw it through to Dzeko.
He took it quick. Did take it quick just before Lovren was about to put him under pressure. Never really got hold of it, nowhere near testing Mignolet.
And now comes forward Martin Skrtel along the floor with his pass to Johnson on the halfway line. Back to Skrtel again. Two City players close. One of them Jovetic, another Dzeko, but Liverpool managed to move it around quickly out to Moreno on the left-hand side. Bursts into a bit of life as Nasri gets close. Now Gerrard takes on the long ball forward, looking for Sterling. Brings it down his chest edge of the area. And then he's back to goal and then tried to turn round and get something on the connection with the right foot. But incredibly hard technique. He scuffed it wide in the end.
Good play. It really was good play from Liverpool, dictating the pace of the game with possession. City couldn't get anywhere near it. And then Gerrard, when he saw the run of Sterling in behind the City defence, fantastic ball, fully 40 yards. His first touch was behind him, meaning to try and swivel and take the volley on. never really troubling Joe Hart. It's a reminder, though, that is the run to make. Raheem Sterling from the right-hand side, which is where he started, in behind the City defence. I think that's where we can see Liverpool get a lot of joy this evening.
Coutinho, tricky, moves into some space, tries to flick a ball through, but intercepted by Fernando. And out to Yaya Toure, first time pass with the side of his right foot. Weighs it out to the left side for Nasri. Nasri midway into Liverpool half now. On towards Jovetic. Enters the penalty area from the left-hand side. Teed it off behind him for the cross to come from Clichy. Far side of the area. It's a strike and it's over the top of the crossbar by Pablo Zabaleta. Didn't quite wait for it to fully come down. And he thundered one into the Liverpool supporters.
But it was a quick break, wasn't it, from City? All of a sudden, Coutinho having a chance to have a shot on the edge of the area. City dispossess him, break very, very quickly. What City do is they leave three players up front, which is quite risky to do, but they do. They break in numbers and pace, and that was an opportunity when Zabaleta caught up with the attack just inside the penalty area.
City moving forward with pace. Both teams are good at that. Ball rolled to Silva inside the penalty area. Help is now arriving for him out wide on the left-hand side. The cross comes in for City. Skirtle heads it away, drops to Yaya Toure. He's got a bit of time and space, and that shot was curling in to the far right-hand corner. But quickly getting down to it and sussing out Toure's plan was Simon Mignolet. Catches it two-handed and gets it out into the field early.
The big worry is David Silva. When he picks the ball up inside the penalty area, you need to get bodies around him. And then when the ball fell out to Toure in the end, it was a comfortable save for Mignolet.
Sterling has Liverpool on the counter-attack. Get up to the City penalty area. Johnson rolled a weak effort, nearly dealt with. Then Gerrard from long range. Got a few of those in his times, and he gets a corner kick off that one. He was jeered by the City fans, what they thought was a weak effort, but actually it's hit a City player and gone out for a corner for Liverpool.
Not too dissimilar to the goal he scored a couple of seasons ago. Was it last season? The season before, when it dipping volley into the back of the net.
Corner kick for Liverpool again. They've had quite a few set pieces. This one from Coutinho. Hart's not quite got there, and he just stretched out and fingertips. He might have got a glance on it. No one behind him, including Henderson or Sturridge, could quite manage to get to that ball, and it's obviously gone out off Hart's fingertips for another corner from the right-hand side now.
Yeah, good bit of pressure from these set pieces. Look at Dejan Lovren. He scored that goal from a corner against Dortmund. I think he could be a real threat for Liverpool this season.
Quarter of an hour played. Liverpool with another corner. This one from the right, out swinger. Lovren gets up there, but he was moving backwards and can't get any forward momentum on his header. Comes out of the area to Sterling, pushes it out wide to the right. Coutinho tries to cross, delivered out by Manchester City to the left-hand side. And over on that far left-hand side of the field, Stefan Jovetic can't do too much with the ball. Back in possession, Liverpool once more. Johnson this time tries to cross it in and find Sturridge. Doesn't quite deal with it. Company has to throw his whole body into that and sees the ball ricochet out to the halfway line. And then Dzeko's square pass to the left-hand side had too much on it. Liverpool end up with a throw. Liverpool are starting to command and dominate more and more in this game.
Controlling the ball, dictating the pace of this game. Certainly settled the better of the two sides. That was some challenge, though, was it, from Kompany? He is a big player for City. Joe Allen taking the shot. Good block in the end from the City defender.
Yaya Toure bursting into Liverpool half, looking for the ball behind the defender. The Skirtle got there in the end, and he diverted that ball back to his keeper, with Edin Dzeko probably the favourite to win in that position.
Vital interception, wasn't it? Skirtle there. Looked like Dzeko was in on goal. Linesman's flag was staying down, he was onside.
Now Liverpool play a decent pass, they're back on the attack. Sterling forward, chips it into the area for Sturridge, drops to his feet perfectly. Sturridge, formerly of this manner, turns and shoots near post, and it's saved by the keeper, Hart. In a flash, almost created the first goal of the game. Now he chips it across the face of the penalty area, looking for Henderson, and headed away by Clichy. Picked up by Nasri, who'll run with the ball over the halfway line. Very central is Dzeko, trying to conserve some energy. Jovetic has it. He's at the centre of Liverpool's half now. This game has really swayed at time from end to end.
Good honesty, wasn't it, from Sturridge? He could have gone down. Kompany dangled a leg. Such quick feet from Daniel Sturridge inside the penalty area. He fronted Kompany up, went out onto his left-hand side, the favoured side. He's at a tough angle, fires it at Joe Hart. Finally, after 32 minutes, Joe Hart has been tested.
Now here's a long one from Yaya Toure. Nasri's let it drop on his right side of his shoulder. And he's holding on to it. Dead ball line, right of the area. Puts it in there. Lovren heads away. Doesn't head it out of play. Coutinho then volleyed with the clearance. But Zabaleta collects it. And they start down the right again. Nasri chips it into the area. Silva's in a dangerous part of the Liverpool box. It drops back out to Jovetic. Clean on goal! Drill through Mignolet's legs. Jovetic for Manchester City. 1-0 they lead Liverpool now. Well, they've just been enjoying 5 minutes of possession. And the finish there, right through Liverpool's keeper. Pretty hard to contain. Manchester City 1, Liverpool 0.
But looking at it again, the new signing Moreno. I don't think Moreno's aware. Jovetic behind him. He thinks he's got more time than he actually has inside the penalty area. It's a good finish at the end for Jovetic. He keeps it low between the legs of Mignolet. I think it was Lovren who clears the ball. I think Moreno doesn't quite see Jovetic is behind him, trying to clear the ball with his left foot. Jovetic nicks it off him, blasts the ball through Mignolet's legs. Disappointing. Liverpool have been the better side. City are the ones who've gone in front.
It's Coutinho. Liverpool trying to propel themselves forward, but Sturridge goes to ground. Yaya Toure runs away with it. Brimming with confidence now, the home team. Dzeko in towards Jovetic, given space to run halfway in the Liverpool half, then deliver out to the right side for Yaya Toure. Men in the box to aim for, he's on the right side of it. Allen's trying to control him, and Toure, or was he shooting or crossing? I think it was a cross, but it had a bit too much on it, and it went behind Mignolet's goal.
The last minute of the half.
Whistle blown. Michael Oliver calls the 45 minutes to a halt, and it's Manchester City who lead by a goal to nil. Alberto Moreno, perhaps the man who was caught out. It's a league where you have to learn pretty quick, get to grips with things pretty quick.
We had an impressive 40 minutes, just one error of judgment where he was caught on his heels. He was punished clinically by Jovetic. Apart from that, City offered very little. I thought Liverpool defended extremely well. Looked solid, looked organised. One moment, that's been the difference in this first half. It has been a really tight game.
You were impressed with Liverpool, though, weren't you, for 35-plus minutes of it?
Impressed with the way we kept the ball.
Yeah.
You know, we were the better side, controlling possession. Didn't create as many opportunities, but what we expected, we expected to create four, five, six opportunities against one of the top sides in the league. No, it is extremely difficult to create those chances. One opportunity where Raheem Sterling ran in behind, his touch was a little bit behind him, difficult to get the shot away. The big opportunity in the half for Liverpool was a Daniel Sturridge one, where on another day he could have gone down. Kompany dangles his leg, he stays up on his feet, he's honest, fires a great shot, and Joe Hart makes a save.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
Welcome back inside the Etihad, and it's, no exaggeration to say the Liverpool team have been out there and ready for probably 3-4 minutes. Brendan Rodgers has delivered what he's had to say quite quickly, sent them packing out. So they've all been lining up and just talking amongst each other. It's a fairly unusual situation. We didn't see it at all last season like that.
No, they have been out a lot longer. Manchester City out there prepared, wanting to start this second half well. Just disappointed to concede so late on in the half.
I think certainly
looked to be more of an attacking threat though this second half.
And maybe that's something to do with how Sterling has played in the game. You in particular, but what you'd like to see him used in a different manner?
We haven't really seen him going from out to in an awful lot. I feel as though he's been out on that right-hand side, almost not really effective. You know, with the pace he has, he really can affect that City defence. They'll be scared to death of him. I'd like to see him play a little bit more central, running in behind. He's our main threat.
OK, we're underway. Liverpool shooting from left to right in the second half. City in the sky blue kits, and City only lost one home game last season. In fact, only drew one other game. So the game they lost was to Chelsea by a goal to nil, which shows how good they were at the Etihad Stadium last season. It's Coutinho. Lovely first time touch and control. Turns and runs towards the City box. He's gone wide on the left. Rolls it just to the edge of the area for Moreno. Now Sterling got a touch. Back to Gerrard, who's 25 yards out. Gives to Johnson on the right wing. He curls one in. Company's missed it. Offside flag's gone up. And despite Sturridge netting, that flag had been raised for a couple of seconds.
There's a little bit of contact just as the cross came in from Glenn Johnson from the right hand side. Jordan Henderson had made a good run. There's a bit of contact. And as the ball went through to Daniel Sturridge, he was probably just in an offside position. Good finish from him.
Maybe that just might pick everyone up a bit. But here's Silva. City looking dangerous. Silva with a perfect pass. Dzeko's in the air. Dzeko's overrun that ball. And how quick was Moreno to get back? Some might have pointed fingers at him for the goal that City scored. But he just saved Liverpool conceding again there. He was lightning to get to it and put it out of play.
Well, exactly that. It may have been at fault in the first goal. He stopped a certain second goal there. The ground he's had to cover. Dzeko's clean through on the goal. He's just about to pull the trigger. Moreno... what a tackle. Ground he covered to get back to make that challenge.
City's corner from the right. Swirling towards Jovetic. He glanced a header. I'm not completely sure that Mignolet was on top of that, was he? Let's watch the replay. The ball slightly went off target.
We're talking about how many corners Liverpool had in the first half and free kicks. Not once did any Liverpool player have a free header in that first half. Jovetic, a little bit of movement inside the pair. A free header. That's a... get his own pace on the ball eventually. Just over the top.
Company upfield, it goes to Nasri. He's over on the right side of the Liverpool half. Turns to face Joe Allen. Gives short to Silva. And Silva in possession of the ball. And City holding on to it for what feels like a succession of 15 plus passes now. Nasri to Silva once again. Forward it goes, right the way through. City into the penalty area. Nasri with the ball. It's a cross and it's goal! Stefan Jovetic again! Well, that succession of passes from Manchester City must have topped over 20. They toyed around with the ball, and then Jovetic, already on a high from his first half goal, slammed in City's second. Manchester City 2, Liverpool 0.
Well, all eyes were on the linesman, thinking the flag was going to go up. Somebody's playing him on. Haven't seen the replay yet. Just patient build-up, though, was it, from City? Around the penalty area, trying to probe the space, and the man who unlocked the defence, David Silva, so clever in those positions. He just unlocks it.
Well, the ball that came across the penalty area was simply undefendable at the end of the day. Nasri fed it across. It wasn't the most straightforward for Jovetic. It was on the move, wasn't it? But he left foot, wrapped his foot round it. Mignolet was scrambling across. And there's a man on the high, Stefan Jovetic. Well, we were leading by 2-0 at Anfield, weren't we, when City pegged it back only for Liverpool to win the game. Here's Markovic, great 1-2, lovely entry to the game. Marino puts the ball into the City penalty area, and it required steady heads from City to deal with it, to bash it out. Straight away, two of the new characters imposing themselves and almost earning Liverpool a route back into the game. And Markovic will take the corner kick on the left-hand side. Another quick player for Liverpool. Right-footed corner from the left-hand side, so it's an in-swinger headed clear from the City penalty area. Twice it's dealt with by City, by Edin Dzeko, I think it was, and then Glenn Johnson in his own half just gets to the ball first, plays it across to Moreno.
Great first touch though, wasn't it, from Markovic? Little 1-2, lovely little link-up between Moreno and Markovic on that left-hand side. Got behind the City defence.
Here's come Liverpool again. Markovic down the left side. He's making an immediate impression. Rolls it in for Sturridge. Sturridge didn't take the shot quick enough. Flicked away by a City boot. It was Fernandes out to the corner flag. And City seem to be rocked at the moment by the introduction of Markovic. And now City clear it from their penalty area by Silva. Off goes Toure. Missed the first header. Silva picks up the stray ball, dribbling with it to the halfway line. And over on the far right-hand side, Samir Nasri almost clipped and falling over by Dejan Lovren's tackle. And it's a City free kick. Well, Markovic has certainly sparked some life into the Liverpool play.
We've seen a positive reaction. It's exactly what Brendan Rodgers would have wanted from Markovic. A little bit unknown. City players won't know a great deal about him. Certainly got himself involved. Almost on a couple of occasions getting back into the game. What a tackle it was from Kompany. Looked like Daniel Sturridge was going to break the back of the net, get back into the game. Company, what a tackle.
Here comes Sturridge, other end of the field, found himself wide, oh. Right-hand side, takes a shot. Keeper tipped it away. Joe Hart stood up to him. Second time in the game that Sturridge has forced Joe Hart to protect his goal mouth, with Sturridge firing an explosive right-footed shot there at the City keeper. Off comes Edin Dzeko. He's got the left leg of his shorts rolled up, limping off. So only Sergio Aguero to deal with now. I mean, you just said it. What a substitute to have. Maybe just obviously return late from World Cup duty. Maybe just given a little bit more time to ease into Premier League action as well. Absolute god in these quarters. So Aguero on up front. Dzeko doesn't look too healthy whatsoever, the way he's limping off in the technical area. And we're underway once more. Navas from the right, ball forward to Dzeko. First touch of the game, gets ahead of the defender and scores! Instant introduction. Sergio Aguero, Manchester City 3, Liverpool 0. Liverpool still collecting their thoughts. Sergio Aguero just creating the next goal.
Seems so simple. Barely been on the pitch a few seconds. It was his first touch. Great through ball. He got in just behind Lovren. Seemed to beat Mignolet in his near post. Clinical finish.
Mrejčan again out on the right. Excellent ball into Sturridge, who's adopted a position wide right of the City box. Bustled off the ball, but wins it back, and then fed into the air, headed down near post, kicked out twice by Lambert.
Yes.
There's cries of that being a goal. The referee and the linesman not quite thinking that way.
Let's give it. Goal.
Yep. It's a Liverpool goal. It's Ricky Lambert, and Steven Gerrard gives him high fives on an 82 minutes, and it might be a consolation, or it might be the start of an incredibly dramatic turnaround. Ricky Lambert there to force it over the line, and of course the technology that they've got installed now will tell you it did cross the line. The first save by the keeper, but then it didn't come off the defender last. Let's watch it again. What do you think, Neil?
I think it may be an own goal. A lovely ball from Sturridge to the back stick. Lambert gets the header. It bounces back up. I'm hoping
it's come off Zabaleta, hasn't it?
I'm hoping it's hit Lambert, and it will be Lambert's goal.
Sturridge comes again down the right hand side to the dead ball line into the City penalty area. Liverpool maybe just finding a little bit of their normal selves after that goal they've scored. No, City clearing it. It's a defensive error. It's rebounded into Lambert. He's cleared off the line. Lambert could have blasted it. Should have blasted it. Cleared by Kompany at the end of the day. Oh, Ricky, he knew he had a big opportunity there. I think he thought he was just going to roll it into the net. He should have hammered it.
I expected him to shoot. I thought he was going to bend it to the far corner. He's passed it. Kompany nearly put it into his own goal. Maybe the game's not over.
Torre picks up, gives to Nasri again. Clichy won, sorry. Yaya Torre again. Clichy out wide on the left-hand side. Torre at the centre of it once more, rushes into the area, tries the 1-2, breaks off towards Nasri. Nasri dribbles it round one man. Henderson standing up to him inside the Liverpool box. And then Nasri sees it off to the left-hand flank. Well, we played quite a bit of this additional time, the 5 minutes. City now pressing for a fourth with Aguero inside the Liverpool penalty area. Passes it back to Clichy. Out to Fernando. And then over to Zabaleta on the right. Over on the right wing now, using Jesus Navas. Navas presses in. Markovic comes to double up alongside Moreno. The ball bounces back to Navas once more. Standing on the right edge of the penalty area. Rolls it in for Nasri. Nasri to Torre. Yaya Torre edge of the box. Tries to shoot himself. Out it comes to Fernandinho once more. It's just the game being played out all at Manchester City's pace, and bursting round the backside and into the penalty area go Manchester City. Picked up on that far side by Sergio Aguero, hits it into the side netting. 3-1, it should probably stay now. City look to try and make it 4.
Aguero, wasn't it, again, hitting the side netting on that occasion. Look, a few tired bodies out there for Liverpool. They're playing with 10 men, with Glenn Johnson having to go off injured.
Fernando, 25 yards out. City again just dominating that area. So last season's champions against last season's runners-up, and it's an emphatic win at the Etihad Stadium for last season's champions. Manchester City 3, Liverpool 1. It did turn into a one-sided affair after a while. Two for Stefan Jovetic, a goal with his first touch for Sergio Aguero, and what looked to be a consolation from Ricky Lambert will now go down as an own goal for Pablo Zabaleta. It's a case of regrouping and looking ahead to Spurs away next weekend, but it wasn't quite the opening away day that Liverpool fans had dreamt of. Neil Mellor.
No, I don't think we'll have any complaints with the result. Tough place to come to. Disappointing results. Disappointing performance. City were the better. So I think up until the first goal went in, the game was very even. It was a tight game. I thought the first goal was going to be vital. City getting it just before half-time. Going in at half-time with a huge lift, and the second half they played really well there and ended up comfortably beating us 3-1.
I know you've said, look, you put it behind, you get on with it. See from the faces of the players going down the tunnel there, that'll take a few days to digest, particularly because they all feel like they entered this season with a massively high expectation level on their shoulders.
And you want to start the season well. They would come into this game believing that certainly could have got something from the game. Just a little reminder that, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough this season, and we need to work hard with the new players to integrate them into the side to get the best from them. It was always going to be a tough start travelling to City and then Tottenham as well the next game, but there's no point in dwelling on this game. It's not gone the way we wanted it to. We've got the 3 points against Southampton. We've got to look now to Tottenham and an improved performance. I don't think we created enough chances this evening. That would probably be the one disappointing thing, but not many teams will come to City here and get an awful lot. City are strong at the back, strong going forward as well, so it was it's a tough one to take. Really disappointing.
Have we perhaps seen how long it might take to sort of rebuild a side or re-knit a side together? Because we saw glimpses of the stuff we want to see, whether it be from Lazar Markovic's pace. We saw Moreno at what looked like his very best at times. We saw tonight as well, you know, Lovren involved. Ricky Lambert came on, forced what was a consolation goal, but all these things need to sort of be brought together over the course of a few months.
Yeah, I don't think we should get carried away either by the Balotelli signing. I don't think we should have too much emphasis that he's kind of going to be the saviour, and all of a sudden with him signing, things are going to pick up. You know, it's about us working together as a team and creating chances. You know, we scored an awful lot of goals. We didn't start the season particularly well scoring goals, 1-0 wins here and there, eventually getting the momentum going. It was just a tough game this evening to come and get up against one of your big rivals so early on the season, and the result didn't go in our favour. So it's important to regroup and go again then for the game on Sunday at Tottenham.
Post-match. I think the market and for to get someone in of that quality and the deal for us was very good. Henry, you know, he's a world-class talent. And like you say, it's an area that we needed to strengthen. So of course, it's a calculated risk for us, but we feel it's one that we can bring him in and as I said, hopefully improve him as a player and help him mature as a young man. So, but there's no doubt he's football and talent, and as you see tonight, it's something that you know, I think he can do very well for us.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook.
Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a top team to deal with your personal injury claim.